RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year, and now European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
Triple Crown, a Louth Derby and the Gold Cup. Lots on, Damien O'Mara.
Yeah, busy Friday, Gavin. Good morning to you. We're going to begin with the final day of this year's Cheltenham Festival, which will get underway at around 1:30, after Irish-trained horses won each of the Grade 1s yesterday. Ireland now have 11 wins of the 21 races, but the battle for supremacy will go to the wire today. The 94th staging of the Cheltenham Gold Cup will provide the feature of the day, indeed the feature of the week. Henry de Bromhead's A Plutar will be ridden by Rachel Blackmore, joint favourite alongside Gordon Elliott's Galvin, which is due to have Davy Russell in the saddle. Henry de Bromhead also boasts last year's winner Manella Indo, with Album Photo leading a very strong hand for Willie Mullins. Rupert Bell joins us from Prestbury Park. Morning to you, Rupert.
Good morning. Yes, it's a misty morning. They can't actually see the course at the moment, but just like your weather forecast, it is expected to clear by about 10 o'clock, but we've had a fantastic week, and this Gold Cup is a fitting end. You mentioned Davy Russell. Yes, he's just got to pass the doctor this morning after it's not been a great week. Of course, he rode Tiger Roll in that great horse's final race, but apart from that, it's been a frustrating week for him, so hopefully he will pass the doctor. Galvin's got a huge chance. I have to say, we had so much rain on Wednesday. I can't believe the ground that we've got now. It's officially described as good to soft, soft in places. So it really has dried out remarkably well since the deluge on Wednesday.
How competitive a Gold Cup do you expect?
I think this is a hugely competitive renewal. You mentioned the Irish Challenge is very strong. From the British perspective, I suppose Protectograt is the one who has a chance. He's a young, emerging talent, so I think he could be right in the mix. Venetia Williams has had a great run so far with her horses at Cheltenham with two wins, and she's got Royal Pagale, who probably now the connections will be rather ruining the fact that the new course has dried out so much. But looking at the Irish Challenge, you've certainly managed to dominate most of the Grade 1s this week, and I think looking at today, I think that success will continue in the future. And for me, I think it's going to be Galvin.
And briefly, the Triumph Hurdle gets the day underway. We've got the Span Novices Hurdle then. Plenty to enjoy across the day.
Oh, yes, and Ireland have a very strong hand in the Triumph Hurdle, particularly Pied Piper or Vauban, Fieldor. They all look very, very promising juvenile hurdlers. From a British perspective, the one to keep an eye on in that race is Knight Salute, but overall, a very strong race. The Albert Bartlett Hurdle, Jintog up against the British Big Hillcrest is another potential highlight. But all in all, we had 73,000 people here yesterday. A similar sellout crowd will be turning up to enjoy the final day of what has been three magical days so far.
Rupert, enjoy the racing. Thanks indeed. Rupert Bellwood is there. The Irish rugby squad will finalise their preparations today ahead of tomorrow's final Guinness Six Nations game. They host Scotland at the Aviva Stadium. Kickoff 4:45. The match is live here on Radio 1. Victory would secure a triple crown for Ireland, their first since 2018. Were England to then beat France in the 8 o'clock kickoff, Ireland could be crowned champions. They would be crowned champions. Donal Lenihan is with me. Morning to you, Donal.
Morning, Damien.
I'm going to ruin the preview by saying in advance that you already have told me you think Ireland will beat Scotland to win the Triple Crown. You were part of a squad that ended a 33-year wait for one back in 82. We shouldn't, you know, dismiss the Triple Crown, but for a squad of this talent and this ambition, is it a mere consolation prize?
I don't think the players would look at it like that. Everybody has highlighted the fact that Ireland haven't won a trophy at home since 2004. So from the players' perspective, I think there's a huge historic significance around the Triple Crown. I also think it's important for them to finish the campaign on a high. They've played well throughout the championship. They've had a couple of blips along the way, obviously lost to France, but they've recovered well. Elements of their game against England that they won't be happy with. But as a consequence of that, I think winning tomorrow and winning silverware will be huge for this group of players.
And second place in the championship a year out from a World Cup, not a bad position to be in, albeit we've been burnt in the past.
Yeah, look, I mean, people were talking before the 2019 World Cup to be peak a year too soon. This is a team that's evolving all the time. I think there's cohesion and selection. There's clarity in the way they want to play, but there's also an acceptance that they've a journey to go yet. So, look, if they do end up finishing second to France, France are probably the best team of the world at the moment, albeit they'll have a battle on their hands in Paris tomorrow night. But, you know, I think second place position a year out from the World Cup, who's to scoff at that?
So you do expect France to push on then and be Grand Slam champions come 10 o'clock tomorrow evening?
I do. I think, look, they probably have too much for England. England played well and kind of with backs to the wall circumstances last week in Twickenham. I think their back line is a little bit callow. A lot depends on how France handle the pressure. There's huge pressure going into this game. They haven't won a championship since 2010. But overall, everything France have done this year, it smacks to me that they have got rid of their demons of the past. And I think they have enough to win this championship.
Donal, enjoy the game at the weekend. Thanks very much. Donal Lenihan with us there. Soccer, Alex Iwobi scored for Everton in the 99th minute of their game against Newcastle to secure a 1-0 victory in the English Premier League. The game was held up after a protester tied himself to one of the goalposts early in the second half last night. The win was Everton's second in 13 league games. It does move them somewhat away from the relegation zone. Ukrainian international Andriy Yarmolenko scored an extra time as West Ham beat Sevilla to reach the quarterfinals of the UEFA Europa League. Rangers also advanced despite being beaten by Red Star Belgrade. Barcelona and Lyon also amongst the sides who've qualified for the last eight. There's a full schedule of games in the Premier Division of the SSE Airtricity League this evening. The Loud Derby is live on RTE2 television as Drogheda host Dundalk. Kickoff there is at 7:45. The league leaders St Pat's are away to Derry City. Stephen Kenny will name the Republic of Ireland squad for the upcoming friendly internationals against Belgium and Lithuania around lunchtime. Play continues at the DP World Tour Stein City Open in Johannesburg. James Hart-Duprees has picked up five shots this morning to move to 14 under par. He's five shots clear of the field. Jonathan Caldwell will resume later from five over par. At two under, Shane Lowry trails a four-way tie for the lead by five shots after his opening round at the PGA Tour's Valspar Championship in Florida. Graham McDowell is back on two over par. And in Gaelic games, Derry will be without their forward Shane McGuigan for Sunday's Allianz Football League Division 2 game against Galway. Galway topped the standings, 1 point ahead of second place Derry. McGuigan was sent off on a second yellow card late in last weekend's draw with Roscommon. He's been handed a one-match suspension after being reported by referee Sean Longerman for what was using what was described as abusive language towards linesman David Goff. Reminder, details, a full tracker on Cheltenham available on the RT Sport website later on today, and all the action can be followed in the RT News app as well now, Gavin.